What do you see in Denver's defense? What challenges are you going to face this week?
Well, the first challenge, one, is, the Denver Broncos have been changing that defensive front. 1 week, they've been a 4-3 defense. In the last couple weeks, these last two games, they've gone to more of the 3-4 defense. So, one, we have spent a lot of preparation on both looks in practice of getting adjusted to which one they're going to face us with and throw at us. Outside of that, we faced a tenacious, ball-hungry defense. DJ Williams and Chan Bailey continue to make plays for you guys. And, got a good, solid leader in Dawkins. So, we expect a lot. And we expect a team that not really happy with the outcome of the game on Monday night. So, we're going to have a handful coming into the stadium.
What do you see in the development of Sam Bradford, and how much of the pressure have you taken off him with what you've done for the offense?
Well, to answer your first part of your question, is Sam has done a great job of adjusting to the NFL, and he's come along just fine. He's a kid that's poised, very confident, and competitive. He plays at a high level on each and every snap, and as the game goes along, as the pressure of the game boils down to a two-minute situation, he gets better in the game. So, those are all good signs you want to see in your leader and your quarterback. How much have I had to, contribute to his success? I'm not quite sure. But I think we both help out each other and continue to put pressure on the defense.
So, Spagnuolo was one of the guys who was a finalist here, interviewed in Denver a couple years ago. What's your take on him? What did he do when he came in terms of, maybe changing the culture of the team and the atmosphere and all that kind of stuff?
Well, he comes in with a clear plan, and he's done a fine job of getting some young talent here. Starting out with James Laurinaitis, last year James came in for us as a rookie and done great job of continuing to do so on the defense side of the ball. The team to draft and bring in free agents that have contributed to us not only in special teams but have stepped up majorly for us, speaking our young receivers, tight ends, and so I think a good mixture of personnel decisions and having a clear-cut vision and wanting his team what it should look like, how he wants to build it, and I think that really helped out.
What's it been like for you this season to, you're on a team that's still in the middle of a division race this late into November? Has that been fun for you, different for you, any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I've been here before. I mean, it's been quite some years. But it's fun. It's fun to have games going into December, still having a chance to win a division, having playoff hopes. It means a lot, man. It does a lot for this young team. Because the NFL season is very long, and when your young guys are not used to a long, lengthy season, and to have games coming up, having so much on the line week in and week out, it prepares them, to give them something to train for next year in the off season. And it's been a fun ride, and we're going to enjoy it, and we're going to continue to play hard. But the thing is that we got to continue to get better week in and week out, and not just stay mediocre.
Seems like there's not a lot of teams left that really have the one running back who gets all the carries. You're kind of, maybe one of the only guys left like that. Do you see the running back position changing the way that teams use it, or are you probably still happy to be that guy?
Well, the running back position has changed, and it's unfortunate. A lot of the guys that I looked up to, they were all franchise backs that did it all. They blocked, caught the ball out the backfield and ran the ball, and I take great pride in that I am one of the very few that's still around to do so, and I try to preach to the young guys, man, if you can do so, stay on the field, perfect your craft in the offseason, work on things that will help you stay on the field, because if you continue to do this running back by committee, you're only watering down the value of backs, and we all know every championship team needs a great defense and a solid running game.
Steven, I hear you saying a lot about talking to the young guys. How much are you relishing that role to, be able to be a guy that is a leader at this point in your career and helping this young team out?
It's not a role that I actually, volunteered for. It's one that I kind of grew into. Being able to show and prove over the years that I'm able to play at a high level, be successful. I think a lot of the young guys respect that while they're in college and high school, they had, you know, chance to watch me play. And it was one of those things that naturally happened over time, and I've stepped up to the challenge because I had great guys older than me to help me, show me the way. And just a part of the fraternity and the relationship that I believe should be passed on, and I take great pride in it, and helping these guys, you know what to expect, how to prepare as pros so they can have a great, lengthy career.
You know Stan Kroenke very well. Got to know him over the years. What kind of guy is he, would you say?
I had not had a chance to get to know Mr. Kroenke over the years. He's a man of very few words. He's coming around a lot more this season than he has in the years previous. But my few encounters with Mr. Kroenke has always been pleasant. And he has reassured us as a team when he spoke to us early in the preseason when we were in New England that he's committed to winning. He's committed to finding the right people, and that's very reassuring.
You were talking about, you know, the evolution of what they're doing with the running back. What do you think about the movement that so many quarterbacks are in the shotgun? I mean, this is kind of a simple question, but it looks like it'd be easier for a running back taking the handoff from a quarterback under center than, you know, from that standing start when he's in the shotgun. Is it as it seems?
I don't know if this is going to help you answer your question, but this is just my opinion on it, my take. I think we have a lot of quarterbacks in college not really have been groomed to be in a pro-style offense, and they're more used to throwing, you know, from spread offense and throwing on a run. So I think it's a kind of a halfway point where the offensive coordinator kind of helps make a quarterback comfortable early in the game and use his strength throwing the ball on the run as they continue to groom him to play in a pro-style offense.